Hello, Saturn Society. Welcome to this week's astrological forecast. I hope all is well. Very, very interesting energy. You know, we're still in Scorpio season as I'm recording this, but not for long. Scorpio is in the 29th degree, and what a Scorpio season. Okay? What a fucking Scorpio season. So much has happened. It just doesn't even feel like it's only been a couple of weeks. A lot. Like, this eclipse wasn't playing any games, you know? And I feel like this Sag season is kind of bringing, you know, there's a lot of themes of needing to let go during Scorpio season in preparation for something new. And I feel like this Sag season is like, you were definitely, like, we've been feeling shifts, but the shifts are present now. Like, the changes are, like, we can feel and see the changes now. The new beginnings are here or on the horizon and easily able to manifest them. Like, I remember last week I was talking about, you know, this is a need to kind of look and figure out, what is it that you really want? Like, what do you really want, though, and how are you going to get it? Like, you know, this is the week I feel like we're starting to see these manifestations possibly come to fruition, or we're still, because this week we have a new moon, also with a new season, we're having the chance to set intentions and goals to actually be able to make that vision that we have an actual reality, you know? Going after our goals, and this new moon's gonna help with that. So let's get into this week's transits and the cards. So the first major transit of the week happens on the 21st. We have Mercury in Sag conjunct Venus in Sag. So, you know, this energy with Mercury and Sag, I can feel it already. People have just been talking. There's a lot of chatter. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in general, social media-wise, just politics-wise. It's just a lot of people spewing out their beliefs or what they think and all this other stuff. And let's just say people have been practicing their freedom of speech. Some advice. If you need to turn your phone off, give yourself those breaks, please utilize those limit on the apps, because it's just one thing about Sag season, Mercury and Sag in general, is like knowing like your limits, you know. Sag is the energy of wanting a lot, you know, especially engaging in situations that are dealing with your beliefs or your learning, retaining something that is connected to your passions. But you know, a big theme of this Sag season is, you know, there is such thing as too much of a good thing. Like, we love the great, you know, good things and stuff, but we don't want to overindulge. You know, practicing our limits and self-discipline is something that is very big. And as a Venus in Sag, this is like my Venus return during this time, I'm even talking to myself when it comes to overindulging and needing to practice just self-discipline this time. But this is a theme collectively for people. So with the Mercury conjunct Venus, I feel like this is a time where, even though we're trying to communicate to others our beliefs, or we're trying to engage in pleasures, you know, there's this need to be logical. I feel like this transit is definitely reflecting on the need to ground yourself. Like, one thing I always say about when it comes to Sag energy is like, there's a need to kind of like be present, a need to, you know, the very big picture, you know, seeing the big picture, seeing the vision, but there's this need also to pay attention to certain details to be able to execute things the way that you want. Some advice for this time with this Mercury conjunct Venus energy in transit is to write things down, to remember details. You know, like I said, this is big. You're getting ideas, your interests, they're coming, things from your interests are coming to fruition. Like, you're seeing the vision, but
sometimes you need to jot these things down to really see how it will actually play out, you know? So writing things down will be definitely very, very beneficial. This is a time, like I said, it's big on communication, big on mental endeavors, but this is also a time to practice discernment with others, you know, when it comes to sharing your truth, sharing your ideas. I feel like there can be positive discourse, there, you know, positive communication, even if it's a, you know, people may not have the same beliefs, but there's a way about it, and sometimes there's a way of, it's important to pick your battles during this time. But it is a good time to communicate, but with grace too. There's a need for beauty and balance during this time. I do feel like I get a lot of energy dealing with health being a focus. Vitality, I cannot pronounce that word to save my life. I'm so sorry. But like, a lot of that can be improved. Health can be improved when there's like a balance, you know? So that's why I've been talking about, you know, too much of a good thing. I do feel like, you know, self-care, indulging in, you know, taking care of yourself is important, but there's just this need for balance to actually, you know, get certain things done. With this energy as well, there could be a big focus, and I've sensed this energy, big focus on love and relationship. You know, my mind is focused on love and passion. Passion's a very big theme. It's even engaging in interests that are aligning to your passion, or, you know, a big focus on the mind is of passionate love and things like that. But when it comes to certain relationships, I do feel like this is a time to, like I said, write things down. You may see something, but sometimes doing, you know, writing things down and being practical with yourself. Because one thing when it comes to Venus and Sag, you know, that energy can be very idealistic. Like, you're looking for, like, your ideal. And, like, even though I would always tell Sag placements, and, you know, sometimes having that freedom is love is the most important thing. And that's another thing that people will be reflecting on in relationships, because I don't feel like this is like a big romantic relationship energy, especially this week or in general with the Sag season. I feel like this is the time to really focus on your freedom, focus on other people even having their own freedom to have, you know, their own experiences, and also being able to, you know, not overly attach yourself to someone or wanting them to be someone that you think they should be. Instead of just letting them be who they are, there's a level of acceptance needing to go on. So I feel like there's a need to kind of like connect with your higher self when it comes to wanting to manifest that passionate, that ideal love, but also helping you when it comes to finding that balance, you know, not too unrealistic, you know, making sure that your needs are being met in a practical way, and that you're using discernment and boundaries when it comes into engaging in certain relationships and certain pleasures, you know. But yes, that's a lot of the energy when it comes to that transit. I kind of did wrap for no reason, but let's go to the next transit. So the next transit of this week will happen on the 22nd with the sun moving into Sag. So we are going to officially be in Sag season, which I am actually very excited by that. Like, the Scorpio season wasn't as hard on me as it was for other people, but I can just, did I say Sag or Scorpio? I meant Scorpio season wasn't as hard on me as it was on other people, but it's just, can definitely be very, very heavy. And I feel like Sag energy is a little bit more lighter, but it's because things are just moving. Like, I kind of talked about it already. It's just like with the Sag season, there's like a lot of changes, a lot of shifts, a lot of, you know, focusing on honesty, focusing on truth, focusing on, you know, a balance of morals and ethics, big on traveling, self-discovery, adventure, freedom. People are being on, and then when I go to self-discovery, like, people being on a quest, you know, to find their truth, or not even their truth, finding truth in general. This is also a big time for faith and spirituality, because that helps a lot of people when they're on their journey. Focusing on peace of mind, that's the energy that I was talking about when it comes to like needing to, you know, find balance, or the need for beauty and balance. There's this need for peace of mind, because with Sag, like, you know, Sag isn't comfortable in Mercury, it's in its detriment. So like Sag has a hard time limiting themselves. They want to be limitless, and you know that comes with chaos at times. So there's just this need to kind of a lot of like acceptance, or letting, you know, a lot of with Sag energy when it comes to your beliefs, you are very, very passionate about your beliefs, to the point that if someone else's beliefs are not like yours, it can cause great disdain and wanting to be separate and detached, and a lot. When that's, you know, that sometimes can cause unnecessary chaos within. So there's this need to kind of accept other people's boundaries. It, you know, and that's comes with having some peace of mind during the season. So I wanted to share some points to reflect on during this season. Some things to work on is how to balance your desire to be totally moral and ethical with your daily challenges. Like, a lot of big themes when it comes to Sag season is focusing on morals and ethics, and of course with, you know, being discerning. Something that's why there's this big need for balance and being discerning, because not all things, and choosing your battles, not all things deserves extreme overreaction or exaggerate, you know. Sag energy is prone to over exaggeration, but you know, there's some things we can tell when it's based off our own moral compass, and when there's like a moral compass that is like, you know, certain things are just not okay, you know. So there's a need to really just find a proper balance. Reflect on how to show goodwill by accurately gauging who is ready and willing to and able to hear your truth, and even the truth. Because unfortunately, and I know this is hard within society, you know, some people, they don't want to hear the truth or want to only hear their own truth. But to have peace of mind, sometimes it's okay, even though I can understand fully how, as a society, if we all had similar beliefs, or at least respect other people's beliefs and things like that, we could move further in our society and life. But, you know, some people, it's like talking to a brick wall, and you're just wasting your own energy. So there's this need for discernment. Like, not everyone is worth that conversation, and they're not gonna get what you are saying, you know. And I do believe in certain cases people can live in peace and being cordial and having different beliefs, but like I said, obviously some things are just wrong. Like being a racist, there's no ifs, ands. You are wrong as fuck. Okay, being homophobic, you are wrong as fuck. There's some things that are just wrong as fuck, but there's some things that we can coexist. So I'm going to base that discernment on you guys, because I'm not going to enforce my beliefs. Okay, I'm going to shut my Venus Sag ass up. But anyway, other things to reflect on how to make a living fully actualizing one's philosophy. So one big thing also during Sag season is, you know, focusing on your own philosophy, or, you know, focusing on your own beliefs. And a lot of that is like based off your own experiences, travel, adventure, all that stuff. But especially with this Venus and Sag energy, you can focus on how to make a living off of, that's why Sag energy is big, Sag rules like professors or higher education, because a lot of people who are professors, they do higher, you know, they go to professional schools to get that degree, to be PhDs and stuff. Like, they're very knowledgeable of a certain subject to be able to, you know, make a living off of the things that they know. Or some people also, like, when it comes to like certain religious experiences, or even like healers, or people are part of the spiritual community who are like, let's say, Reiki masters, or who are what else, herbalists, or, you know, whichever. But something that incorporates your philosophy and your beliefs, and being able to make a living off of that, is something that can be explored during this season. Focusing on how to remain open and tolerant and considerate even when being so is not, like, fashionable. So, but that also requires discernment. Sag energy definitely is going to help when it comes to courage and standing up for yourself. But also, I'm getting a lot from this energy that this is a time to read the room and choose your battles. Like, you know, what else? How to keep from imposing strong held beliefs on those with other ideas. I kind of touched on that. How to be a philanthropist in sharing wealth of all kinds, including intellectual and spiritual wisdom. And this is a big, big, it's kind of a connection. I was going to say this at the end. I'm getting these points from Astrology for Wellness by Monty Farber and Amy Zerner. Got this book a couple years ago, and I really enjoyed their write-ups for each sign. Like, I felt like their interpretation, like the way they explain certain things was just very unique and very easy to understand in a nice, clever way, even though, like, the book is in general over talking about, like, wellness, connecting with the body, mind, and spirit. But I like some of the points that they have on, like, reflecting on certain energy. But anyway, yeah, like, this is a time to, you know, not impose really strong beliefs onto others, even if they may not feel the same way, but also connecting with your spiritual wisdom, you know, realizing that when it comes to feeling wealthy and secure, it doesn't just have to be material. That's a big theme from this Venus and Sag energy, not just the Sun and Sag, is that, you know, wealth isn't just a material thing, it's an intellectual thing, it's a spiritual thing. So really understanding how knowledge is power and knowledge is valuable during this Sag season. How to be kind and friendly and loyal to those who deserve such treatment, yet who disagree with one's philosophy. And like I said, I will let you guys use your own discernment and judgment on who deserves that type of treatment. But just the energy I'm picking up from that is not to be like a hypocrite. Sages are known to be hypocrites. They're known to, you know, and that's not, maybe that's not even being a hypocrite. Like, Sages, they just want to, they're very judgy too. If you're not doing some, you know, and I say Sag energy, but Sag placements in general. And I'm a Venus in Sag, so I'm not talking shit. But, you know, can be very just, like, judgy because they're basing it off of what they learned or their beliefs. And sometimes they don't mean to be judgmental, but they just value what they've learned so much. And, like, whatever is being, whoever threatens that, they can be very, like, you know, anti with it. But also, or be very negative if they get a response that they don't like or don't feel comfortable with. But also, they are hypocrites. But and more hypocrites, like, they'll tell you A through Z, or you shouldn't be doing this and doing that, but in the next week or year or so, they're doing this thing that they were talking shit or making you feel like shit about. So mind that too, especially when you're trying to impose certain things onto other people. Try and check to see, are you being a hypocrite? Because some people may find themselves being hypocrites during this season. So, yeah, I just wanted to go through that. And I'm like I said, I'm kind of feeling hopeful this Sag season. And that's something that I'm picking up in general. And Sag is just the sign that deals with optimism and hope and everything. And by golly, it could be false, fake, not want to say fake positivity, but just the energy as in, like, just naturally, because of the season, because of the shift, because of the movement, there's this sense of hope. But I'm not going to say things are going to be peachy keen, because a lot is still going on. The Sag season, Neptune is moving direct. Jupiter is moving direct. Also, which, you know, Sag is ruled, well, Jupiter's associated with Sag, so it's just like we're having our Sag season that's ruled by a Jupiter that's moving in retrograde very, very soon, actually this week. So there's a lot of, that's why I feel like there's a lot of things manifesting. There's a lot of opportunity, possibilities, all that. The themes dealing with Jupiter, new experiences happening. But there is this still need for deep healing that I feel like was started off in Scorpio season that is continuing in the beginning of Sag season. And throughout time, we're going to see things manifest for sure. This is the beginning, new beginnings, basically. Next major transit of the week happens on the 23rd, and that's the Sag new moon in the first degree at 5:57 p.m. Eastern time. So this Sag new moon, I've heard a lot of astrologers say how it's probably one of the luckiest new moons, a big moon, new moon for manifesting, which I agree. I feel like it's a very, very positive, optimistic new moon. That's why I can already feel the new moon energy. That's why I'm saying I have hope. I feel good. And that's the power of Sag, you know? That's the power of Sag, baby. Like, that's really how it could be. Like, you just kind of just feeling naturally positive. You might catch yourself feeling very hopeful. And I do feel like this new moon is really, that's why the, there's an emphasis of like new beginnings, new start, also with, you know, with the new moon one, but and then this new moon is at 1 degree, so it's like really it's an Aries degree, so it's really focusing on the self, focusing on new, focusing on new goals, you know, finding ways to, even though Mars is retrograde in Gemini, so I do feel like this may not be the time to like, ooh, take action, but that's why I'm saying, like, it's good to journal, to write things down, to plan, to manifest, because eventually, especially when Mars goes direct, it's gonna feel like, okay, it's, things are going, things are really manifesting. That makes sense to why, like I said, it's, there's this, you know, things may be starting up, or you can feel the possibilities, and maybe it's not gonna feel as quick coming, you know, it's not gonna be as quick as you want it. But it will be playing out, especially because Mars is in Gemini retrograde. And it's that energy, especially with us moving into Sag season, the Sun, Venus, Mercury, Mars retrograde is going to square all the personal planets. So we're gonna definitely be feeling the tension from this Mars retrograde. So that's what I'm saying, like, things may take a while, but they'll definitely play out a little bit more as the season goes on and as we move into the next season. So yeah, let me stop talking and let's get into, or about that, and let me get into what to expect in this new moon, or what to set intentions on and set your goals on during this Sag new moon. So this is a time to set intentions and find ways to work on connecting to your higher self. This is a time to find ways to communicate with your spirit guides. I, you know, when it comes to Mercury conjunct Venus isn't really interacting that much with the new moon, but just with this Sagittarius stellium going on in the sky, communication, Mercury's, you know, communication is definitely big during this new moon. So you're finding different ways to connect with your spirit guides to help when it comes to having faith in certain things, you know, working on being honest and working on being truthful during this time, or setting intentions on that, setting intentions on improving your faith and optimism in certain situations, setting intention and goals on finding solutions. So like I said, there's this big energy on seeing like the vision, what you want, like the end goal. But now there's the time to kind of like find ways. Like, it's kind of like sometimes answering the problem, but like needing to go back and show your work, you know? So it's just like, also maybe there is some things that there needs to be some more depth in looking further into things to get a solution. And that is really, you know, big energy to set intentions on during this season, like finding solutions. This is time to, when learning to listen to your intuition, you know, you're learning that it gets you far. And if you're having a hard time connecting and communicating with yourself and inner knowing and your intuition, this is time to set intentions on how to work on that, because your intuition will definitely guide you during this time, especially when it comes to like figuring out if you're on the right path or how to get onto that path. There's this need to set intentions on, you know, being spontaneous and learning to be in the moment, learning to be present, setting intentions and goals on to embark on new adventures, new travel, especially foreign. Like, this is a great time to set intentions on getting on to start new different foreign travels, going to places you've never been before, setting out on new experiences. This is a time of setting intentions for freedom and just the enjoyment of life, you know, enjoying new experiences. That's why when people feel so blessed when it comes to traveling, it's just exploring you, opening you up to a new world. That's another big theme on with Sagittarius, is culture, diversity, engaging in things like that, kind of giving you, showing you what life is from different perspectives, because that's what's another big thing in Sag season, perspective. Like I said, a time that, you know, one is filled with optimism and confidence, learning how to build one's confidence. A little lisp there. Learning how to set intentions on having faith in a higher power. And going back to the spontaneous, like I said, learning how to be in the moment. There's going to be a lot of possibilities and opportunities for some people during this time, that for you to get that, it requires you to kind of get out of your comfort zone and kind of be one with the moment. You know, there's going to be a lot of benefits from being spontaneous or taking a risk, and not saying go spend all your money. Like I said, don't do something that is not wise, but it's like a calculated risk where you have planned, you know, you have a safety account, or you budget it properly. Like, you're taking a risk, something that you normally wouldn't do, but you know this would take you so much further. Setting intentions on stuff like that, situations like that, to give you the confidence to be spontaneous and having faith that things will work out, and also detaching if things may not happen the way that you want them to be. What else? This is a time to remove any blocks in experiencing the joy of being generous. You know, like I said, this isn't time to like give all your money away to someone, but, you know, also realizing to gain money, for money to flow, you need it, you know, to spend it. So not holding on too tight and not, you know, giving back when needed. Like I said earlier, this is a time to connect with your philanthropist side, you know, giving back, and not all the time, like, you don't have to give back material wise, but it's also giving back with like your time, your energy, volunteering, you know. Being generous doesn't have to just be material, but being generous could also just be with your time to help others who may not be in this as privileged or in an advantage as you are, more disadvantaged. This is a time to set intentions on if other people wanting to get back into going to higher education, getting back into school, furthering their knowledge in any type of courses. Like, it doesn't just have to be like higher education. It could be any types of courses to further a certain knowledge or interest. This is a great time to do that. This is a great time to set intentions on finding a certain mentor or spiritual teacher to help when it comes to guiding you through this little thing called life. This is also a time to learn how to be very, very patient, knowing that things are not going to happen the way that you want them to be or how you may have envisioned it. Sometimes we're realizing like higher being has like a whole different vision and a whole different way of it kind of coming. Even though you might share the same vision, there's going to be a different way that it may, different way from what you thought it would be, that is actually manifesting. Remove self-sabotaging, self-righteousness, jumping to conclusion based on assumptions, and overdoing it during this new moon. Set intentions for all of that. I repeat, self-sabotaging ways, remove that. Your self-righteousness, hypocrisy, remove that. Jumping to conclusions, work on removing that. Based off your own assumptions, your little hunch. Sag energy loves to do that. Remove that. You can overdo it, over-exaggerate. You know, like I said, you're the only one that may be losing that energy compared to the other person. So mind your energy. This is not a time, like I said, going back to being patient, being impulsive will find you in a situation where you don't want to be in. So don't be impulsive. Don't take shortcuts. A lot of what Sag energy needs to understand too is of sacrifices. You know, like I said, too much of a good thing isn't going to be as beneficial. There is such thing as too much of a good thing. Like, there's this need for, if you want to get certain things, needing to go at it a different way or needing to sacrifice along the way. What else? I think that's it when it comes to this Sag new moon. I think I agree with astrologers that it's probably one of the luckiest new moons of the year. Big on manifesting, big on setting intentions for new opportunities, possibilities, new mindset, you know, working on improving your faith, you know, setting goals on going back to school or higher education, you know, all the good things. And this new Sag new moon, it's not actually going to be ruled by Jupiter direct. It's still going to be ruled by Jupiter retrograde, which is why I also feel like there's going to be delays and like certain things manifesting. Like, we are still, even you're setting intentions, you're putting it out there, all that, there's this need still for some inner healing, need for trusting that yourself, because I feel like there's going to be when it comes to, you know, communication, I was talking earlier, it's more like even communication within yourself, trusting your inner, you know, trusting yourself and having courage and confidence and faith in yourself. That's really big for during this time for these things to actually manifest. So I do feel like there's so much that is going to come for you. But with that, this being ruled, this new moon being ruled by Jupiter retrograde, I do feel like there is still some readjustment, reviewing, reassessing. That's why, like I said, this new moon is definitely good for people wanting to set intention to go back, redo school. If you're trying to do school again, this is a good time to try it for yourself. Like, whatever is best to help elevate yourself, giving, you know, start new experiences for yourself, this is the time to do it. But definitely don't put too much pressure on it happening and how it's going to manifest. Like, release it during this time too, so it can actually manifest. Release these intentions and goals. Also, sorry, last point. This is a great time to do a vision board, because Sag energy is all about vision, you know, and visuals. So that could be a great way to manifest as well. So yeah. Anyways, another major transit that I kind of just started talking about is Jupiter moving direct on the 23rd. So a lot of things really going on with this is more like with it moving direct at the 28th degree, I feel like experiences from the past, maybe one ending, but ending in a way is like, okay, we are, you know, this is a result of actually acknowledging our emotions and our feelings, you know, acknowledging situations from the past, ending certain cycles that weren't healthy. So basically, and ending some toxic cycles that were affecting you possibly emotionally. But it's a time where healing from the past can be beneficial. Like, that's why I'm saying, even with the new moon, this is why there's some delays, because when it comes to Sag Jupiter energy, there's a lot of work that needs to be done so benefits and blessings can actually come into fruition. Like, you're not just given things. And that's why some people, if they actually pay attention, sometimes some Jupiters or Sages aren't the luckiest people, because a lot of the, you know, luck that a Sag may get is because they're doing the work to get it. And luck is subjective. I know everyone has their own base on luck, but it's like sometimes I feel like some Sagittarius can find themselves in a situation that they didn't have to be in if they actually set certain boundaries and, you know, actually do the work. So healing from the past, you know, this is time where forgiveness and healing will be beneficial. New possibilities and opportunities and blessings will come when the work has been done. That's what I wrote. So that's all that I have to say, because I do feel like I talked about Jupiter before. Jupiter is about to move into Aries next year. And like I said, we're already feeling like this new change is already here, but it's already like more is on the horizon. Like Jupiter's about to start a whole new cycle. So a whole new cycle of different blessings, opportunities, experiences, beliefs, philosophies on the horizon. So this is a time that healing the past, actually working through certain situations from the past, will be beneficial, guys. So yeah. What else? Last major transit to, oh my god, not me doing that. That sucks. Hold on. I accidentally scrolled all my notes away. So on the 24th, which if you are in America is the weird ass holiday of Thanksgiving, I was thinking this will be a very, very chaotic Thanksgiving. Or it's just, there's gonna be 7 planets in the mutable modality on Thursday, and that's gonna be the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, which are all in Sag. Like 4 planets in Sag alone, all personal. Very, very interesting. There's gonna be certain debates at that dinner table, okay? Certain debates at that dinner table. Try not to impose certain beliefs onto, you know, I see some people trying to rock the table, some family members rocking the table. Discern, okay? Don't engage if you don't need to, because I definitely feel like this is giving also fun, you know, vibes. Like this is the first time I feel like in a long time that people are actually celebrating Thanksgiving due to the pandemic. But like this is definitely can be chaotic, so definitely discerning what you are engaging in, okay? Mars is also going to be an immutable planet. Like I said, 7 planets. So Mars is in Gemini retrograde. So that's why I also say I will not be surprised seeing some debates, seeing some spats, people saying catty things, being like trying to mix up your words. Oh, she said this. Da, 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 da. Okay, keep it cute, guys. Keep it cute. Jupiter will be in Pisces, and so is Neptune. So, and Neptune is at home. It's feeling very much so at home. But I have some hope, because Neptune at least won't be direct. It will be retrograde, so I feel like certain things, like people saying certain things, they may not get away with it. That's why I feel like things can be a little more like tit for tat, and people might really be having the confidence to stand up for what they believe. So, either one, enjoy the show and get some popcorn to take cover. Or 3, like, you know, who cares? Mind your business. I don't know. But I do feel like it has a recipe to be chaotic yet fun. But yet I still have hope. Shout out Sag. But anyway, that's all I have to really say. On the 25th, Mercury and Sag is going to trine Chiron, and so is Venus. So I do feel like the day after, you know, can definitely be kind of just, you know, a little healing, a little more. That's, and also I get the energy. That's why I'm like, wouldn't even be surprised. Some people may feel a little triggered. Like I said, this is the first time we all may be coming together in one space again this Thanksgiving. So, you know, discern in what you put your energy towards. Because I feel like with the trying the Chiron, there's a lot of healing going on, but there's a lot of triggering of a wound a little bit easier than normal. And just, you know, instead of like actual resolution, there's not a lot of squares going on right now, like major transit wise. So there's not a lot of like growth from these situations. It's just maybe just a lot of more flowing chaos movement energy. But also with it being in Sag, it being mutable, I have some faith in it. It's just like it may be something that is like, you know, important when it happens, but something to definitely move on from in the future, you know, freeing yourself from. It won't be as much of a deep wound if you don't let it, is all I'm trying to say. So, but I'm just giving you warning now to tread carefully. Okay? Word to my girl SZA. But anyway, let's get into these cards real quick. I pulled a couple cards. Ooh, 444. And right before I started this, when I was taking some notes, I saw 333. So, 333 on the positive, 444 on... Even if we at the dinner table, people getting rowdy, your ancestors are watching you to protect, okay? It won't hold, protect you from getting, for it getting too nasty. Because that Mercury in Sag, when I tell you that Mercury in Sag energy transit can get nasty just with the words, let's just keep it cute, okay? Learn, know when to surrender. Throw in that white flag. Back to the cards. First card I pulled from my numerology deck, asking the theme of this week, and I got patience. I kind of been talking about patience and how that is needed in general during this Sag season, but that's a major theme. This card indicates a time to stop and enjoy the present moment, as nothing more can be done to achieve the outcome you desire. Rather than take action, you're being asked to evaluate your progress and clarify your dreams, which will help you manifest them sooner. This card also indicates a need to take your time and pace yourself instead of making hasty plans and decisions. Failure to do so can result in stress and disappointment. This is an opportunity to focus all your energy and attention on visualizing your dreams, as opposed to pushing against the obstacles standing in your way. Surrender the outcome to the universe, and that's kind of what I was talking about when it comes to your new moon intentions, you know, set them out to the universe and allow things to come to fruition in divine order. You know, live your life. Sag season is all about living your life, okay? Live freaking life, but don't focus too hard on certain things happening, because you might be holding it back from happening because you're focusing too much on it. Trust in divine order and timing. Stillness is the key to receiving clear and accurate guidance, and patience will help you attract the outcome you desire. And that's another thing. Like I said, this holiday season, there's going to be a lot of chaos. You know, there's a lot going on in the sky when it just comes to mutable energy. Finding some stillness, some isolation during this time, respect your boundaries. If you need some separation, and some people might feel some type of way about it, respect your boundaries. Because like I said, energy is the time to really make sure you are, you know, discerning on what you're spending your energy on during this time. I pulled from my energy oracle decks asking what the energy is for this week, and I got caring connections reversed. This kind of connects on like what I was talking about earlier about moving on from the past. I feel like a lot of things when it comes to the energy of like moving on, like, and when it comes to this Venus and Sag, you know, holding on to a certain ideal, realizing what is actually present, there's this need to realize, you know, certain things may be coming to an end, like certain relationships, and this could be romantic, business, family, whatever, like they may not be the way that they used to be, but there's this need to kind of, you know, take healthy action and move on, whatever is needed to move on. And it may be hard, and I think this is what that Jupiter direct is teaching us. Like, it may be hard to move on and to let go and part ways from other certain people, but there's so much bigger and better that's on the way for you. That's why during this new moon, you're setting intentions on the bigger and better, but also giving yourself time inside to act, you know, to release. Keep on healing. It takes some time. Healing isn't linear. Cliche, but it's like you're gonna have ups and downs because you are human, but you know it's best to move forward and to let go, you know, and you know what it relates to or correlates in your life to, you know, how what this message is for you guys personally. But, you know, there's bigger and better things that are there for you. You may not see it now, but it's there. The card says, keep in mind both the logistical and emotional aspects of leaving certain connections behind. Make plans, vent your feelings. Always remember, with every ending, a new beginning's at hand. And that's very much so, like, a major theme. You know, there's a lot of things ending, but there's a lot of things coming. And there's this need, when it comes to Sag season, kind of having freedom and feeling happy about a new start, a new beginning, something fresh, something new. So, yeah. Third card I pulled from my mermaid deck, asking how to handle this energy of the week, and I got discernment. I've been saying this. I've been preaching. Been preaching. Discern, guys. Don't put your energy, don't engage in certain things, because I'm not getting the energy that people are going to be as gentle. You know, this is a time to deal with situations with grace, but not everyone is thinking that. And some people may be even lying too. So it's like, don't even like engage into certain things, you know. Think, you know, don't even try to dive deep. Discern. This is a time to really kind of more focus on yourself, healing yourself. If there are certain things that you're trying to get a better understanding on, there's better ways to go about it. Don't try to match people's crazy, I've been saying, especially with the Gemini, Mars, Square, Neptune, that transit that happened last week. I've been saying, don't try to match other people's crazy, because you might not get that lucky, okay? You may not get that lucky. Also, I'm getting a lot of energy about going into nature. I do feel like it's going to be a little bit warmer this week. I know it is cold as hell throughout, like, where I'm from, but I may not be as cold where elsewhere for others, but engage in nature. That isolation, that stillness that I was telling you about, you know, there might be a lot of noise, a lot of talking, a lot of too much. Go into nature and, like, touch some grass and, like, appreciate the beauty of nature, and also going back into patience. Nature is something really inspirational during this time, seeing how with time something was created so beautifully, you know. Like, think of like a garden. You may have a vision for a garden, but you put in the work in, and over time you see it, you know, blossom, the flowers blossom, and how beautiful it is. But with that, it takes patience for the flowers to bloom the way they are. So nature, just engaging in nature, and, like, you know, just even seeing how a tree is planted and how it becomes, like, what is how the beauty it becomes. So yeah, this is a very long audio, I see. But last card I pulled was Tomato from my Green Witch Oracle, just asking for another something reassuring. And I got love. So love, like I said, is definitely a theme. But something I wanted to note from what was said in this book was, alignment is significant when it comes to love. And this goes back to that Venus and Sag, or Sag energy in general, like ideals and what you want. But this is a need. I've been talking about it, compatibility and alignment. You know, that's significant. Making sure what you want in love is connected to who you are, yourself, and your higher self. What else? Plans may change. You should be ready for adaptation in this and other areas in your life, especially love. Be careful to communicate effectively with your partner and close friends. So that's a big thing during this week, to make sure we are communicating the best way we can, making sure, like I said, certain things are in alignment, for certain things to come into fruition or manifest too, being real with yourself. So, because with that's mutable energy, just in general, there's a lot of delusion, okay? So don't be alarmed if you see a lot of delusion just collectively. So, you know, all I can say is, be well, guys, and tread carefully, and it won't be that bad. I'm sure everything will be perfectly fine this week. Just be smart. Okay. Love you. Bye.